Is a daf pey vav. So we got to the bottom of a pey heim and beis. The last four lines today is a long daf, not a hard daf, but it's a long daf. So Gemara says tshuva mechaperes al averos kalos al asev al los asev. The tshuva is able to mechaper on the low level averos. So Gemara says hasha al los asev mechaperes. If the tshuva is able to be mechaper on the lav, certainly al asev mibar. Does it have to tell me an asev which is a lower level? And by the way, this is actually a big discussion: which one's more chamer, an asev or los asev? The Gemara here assumes that the asev is more kal, but happens to be an opinion that asay is more chamer. The basis that asay is dochelos asay is predicated on that asay is actually stronger, more chamer than a lav, but this Gemara seems to say the opposite. Either way, the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, hachi kamar, al asay v'alos asay, shenitek la asay. It's talking about it's able to, not referring to a stam alav, that would be an obvious point. It's talking about an alav, nitek la asay, which is a lower level, and an asay as well. That's where tshuva alone's mechaper. So Gemara says that implies lo sase gamur lo. That means on a full bona fide lava, tshuva would not be sufficient to provide kapara. We're minimum. The Gemara quotes from a brisa: Elu hein kalos. These are following kalos. Ase velo sase chutz milo sisa. So Gemara here is talking about that tshuva is able to mechaper on all ases or lo sase. The only lo sase it's not mechaper on is a very serious one. Lo sisa shem Hashem lokecha lashav. But all los ases, it is mechaper for. So that goes against what we just said above. And the Gemara says, no, losisa v'chol d'damile. When the Braisa says that tshuva is not mechaper on losisa, it doesn't mean only losisa. It means losisa and any other type of aveir like that, which simply means a losase, tshuva alone is not sufficient to provide kapara. Gemara brings a couple marayas like this, tashma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol shu mi losisa ulamata. Anything from losisa and below, meaning less chamur, tshuva is mechaperes, that alone. If it's milosisa ulamal, if it's milosisa and higher, more chamur, more serious offense, tshuva is tola v'yumat kippur mechaper. So tshuva is only able to protect the person, but there's no kapar until Yom Kippur arrives. So here we see that losisa is the cutoff line, but estam losase, a losase gamur, mecha tshuva would be mechaper. And the Gemara says, no, here as well, losisa means v'chol d'damila, anything in that category, meaning all losase are not kapar, tshuva alone is not mechaper, you need the Yom Kippur along with them. And one more tashma along these lines, the Gemara says, tashma, the fishin emar b'chori b'tshuva, since it says by chorv and har Sinai, that means tshuva v'nake yachol af lo sisa imahen, that tshuva is able to be nake. This is the pasuk that we say in Parshas Ki Sisa, it says nake lo yinake, right? That pasuk of notach hasel alafim, right? It says v'nake lo yinake. Nake means it provides, tshuva provides kapara. So Yacha, one might have thought, af lo sisa imahen, that even provides a kapara for the violation of lo sisa, tamalomar lo yinake, it does not provide kapara. Yachal af shar chayvei lavim, kain. One might think, lo yinake should apply to other lavim. In other words, tshuva should not be mechaperis on other lavim. Tamalomar es shemo. Es shemo ho deina manake, from manake shar chayvei lavim. So the pasuk says, lo sisa es shem Hashem okecha lo shav. And then it says, ki lo yinake Hashem es Hashem yisa es shemo la shav. There's no yinake, there's no tshuva for one who's who says Hashem's name in vain, and only shemo. But other lavim, there is tshuva. So Gemara says, so we see from here, that lavim are, there is mechaperis from tshuva. So there's a machlokas, Gemara says, you're right, there's a machlokas whether tshuva is mechaperis and losa say or not losa say. Tanai hi, the tanya amat tshuva mechaperis, al asay ve'al losa say shenitik la'asay, and ve'amat tshuva tola v'yom ha'kippur mechaper, and on what is tshuva only, tola only protects a person, but Yom Kippur, that's mechaper, akrisis v'amisis bezdin, v'alos haseh gamur. So this last brisa clearly shows that tshuva is not mechaperis on los haseh alone, but before this, we had a brisa that says that tshuva is mechaperis on a los haseh alone, so we have a machlokas tonight. So Gemara now says, Amar Mar. L'fishin Amar B'chorvit says, we just said above v'nakeh, Minalan, Ditanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yef Shalom Renake, Shekfar Nemar Lo Yinake. You can't say that Tshuva is Mechaper because it says Lo Yinake. But you can't say Yef Shalom Lo Yinake. You can't say it doesn't provide Tshuva because Shekfar Nemar Nake. So the Pasuk itself is a stira. The Pasuk says Nake Lo Yinake. Is it Mechaper? Does it cleanse a person Nake? Or Lo Yinake? Is it not Mechaper person? And the Gemara says, Haketad, Menake hu l'shavim, Veinu Menake l'sheinu shavim, that tshuva provides kapara, it cleanses a person, he who does tshuva, but he who does not do tshuva, lo yinake. Gemara now says, Shal Rabbi Masa ben Charish, as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah beromi. He asked the following Shaila in Romi. So interesting, they point out that Ein Yaakov says, who cares where it was in Rome? So it says, because we're about to ask a question about tshuva, but there's only true in Rome in Chutzarts. But in had they been in Eretz Yisrael, we would have had another answer that tshuva's mechaper, Eretz Yisrael itself provides kapara. So Ein Yaakov says, it is of importance why this took place in Rome. So what was the question they asked him in Rome? Shemas Arba Chalukim Kapara Shei Rabbi Shmuel Darish. There are four different categories of Kapara that Rabbi Shmuel Darshind. Amri, they said Shloshahein. There are really three categories. V'tshuva im kolecha v'yachad. And tshuva actually gets coupled along with each of these categories. The Gemara goes on to explain as follows. Avar al asei v'shayiv. A person violates an avera and he does tshuva. So he gets mechila immediately. Shenemar tshuva vanim shovivim. When you do tshuva, then you're going to receive a full kapar. The second category, avar al losa sevi asay, tshuva. If a person does a lav, it does tshuva, then the tshuva is only toll, it protects him, but Yom HaKippurim is mechaper, shenemar, kiva yom hazeh yichaper aleichem michol chatasechem. So Yom Kippur is mechaper. So by nasay, tshuva is mechaper, by losa say Yom Kippur is mechaper, and Avar al Krisus, Umisus Bezin, V'asa Tshuva, if he does a more serious offense, something that has a Chiv Misa attached to it, and then he does Tshuva, Tshuva V'Yom HaKippurim told him that the Tshuva, Yom Kippur, it somehow protects him to a certain extent, however, it's not the full Kapara, V'Yusur Memarkin, the assume the pains, the afflictions he experiences in life, illness and pains, that's going to cleanse him. Shenemar, ufakadzi v'shevet pisham, uvenigam avonam, with the shevet, with the staff of nigam of other afflictions, are going to help remove the aver. About mishish chilul Hashem b'yavda, one who violates chilul Hashem, we'll see an example in just a moment. The ein lakach b'tshuva litlos, tshuva does not have the ability to cleanse a person from chilul Hashem, v'lo b'yom ha-kipum l'chaper, v'lo b'yisurim l'marek, ela kulan tolan, all of them in combination of afflictions, and Yom Kippur, tshuva, all that is only tolan, only hangs, umisa b'mrekis. It's not until the day of his death that he's finally cleansed from the aveir of chilul Hashem, shenemar, v'nigla b'aznei Hashem tzvakos, if a one reveals the in the eyes of Hashem, that makes it public, chilul Hashem, the kapara of the sin atimusim will not be established, will not be achieved until the day of his death. So, what exactly is considered chilul Hashem? So, Gemara says, "Hey, chidami chilul Hashem." Amar Rav kagon aner. Rav says, like myself, "Ishaklina bisra mitivcha v'liyahivna demeil altiv." I take some meat from the butcher and I don't pay immediately. That's a chilul Hashem. Even though, of course, I plan to pay, it seems as if I'm stealing. Rashi explains, "Lo yahivna demei la'alter uchshani ma'achel lefra." If I delay the payment, who omer shani gazlan? He's going to call me a gazlan. V'lamed mimenu liyos mizalza begezlan. He'll learn from me to also be lenient and not take stealing seriously. So the Gemara then says, "Amar Abai." Abai says, "This is only true delaying a payment. Lo shanu ela ba'asa delo tave." In a place where they don't claim, a place where they accept, it goes based on trust, and the guy doesn't pay, the customer doesn't pay, the store owner is not going to go after you, that's going to be chilul Hashem. Aval ba'asur the tabi, a place where they actually keep a tab, and they're going to chase after you if you don't pay, less than, but you're not escaping them. The way things are, I'm going to take my food now, and I'll pay back in a few days, then that's not called chilul Hashem. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, U'masa machsia asur the tabi. Apparently, an example, the city of Masa Machsia was a city whereby they were Toveya, the Mammon, in which case one who delays payment would not be Chil Hashem. So then the Gemara says, Abaye Kiddushakyo Bisra Mitre Shutvi. When Abaye would buy from a butcher that was owned by two different owners, so Yahav Zuzay, the high, he would pay a Zuz to each one. He'd get a meat worth a Zuz. He was concerned that if one of the partners didn't see him pay for it, the other one might be Choshes, he was stealing. So he made sure to pay each of them separately. So what happened was he took $100 worth of meat, paid $100 to Reuven, and then another $100 to Shimon. He paid $200, and after they came together, they did the cheshbon. Wait a second, he overpaid, and then they'll give him another $100 worth of meat to replace it. But this way, he'd avoid any issues of people saying that he did not pay on time. So the Gemara then says, again, then the two partners come together, they go through the cheshbon of the day, and then they make sure that all the numbers made sense. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kigon Ana, he says, for example, me, the Masgina Arba Amos below Torah or below Tefillin. If I were to walk 4 amos without learning or without wearing Tefillin, that would be a Chil Hashem for him, for his standards. Actually, interesting Yerushalmi, it says, in the cold weather, Rabbi Yochanan was very old, he could not wear tefillin in the cold weather. He wasn't allowed to because he had to expose his hair, his head from the hat, so he wouldn't wear tefillin in the wintertime. So they actually bring down, there's a discussion in the Beis Yosef, based on the Rashba, is a person allowed to wear tefillin on top of his hat? Can you wear a hat, excuse me, and then tefillin? So they say that you are allowed to. But then they bring a Yushalmi, based on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, he was so makbid in tefillin. So if it's true, you could wear a hat and tefillin on top. Shouldn't he have worn a hat and tefillin on top in the Yushalmi? The fact that he did not wear tefillin on top of the hat must prove that one may not wear tefillin on top of the hat. So the Gemara then says, Yitzchak bei Rabbi Yanai, Amar kol shechavei rava misbaishin machmas shmuaso. You know the chil Hashem is, if you do something, and if someone finds out what you did, you'll be embarrassed. That's the definition of chil Shabbos. It depends on each person. It's very subjective, but that's how one would measure chil Hashem. So the Gemara then says, further, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, kigon, the ka'amri inche shari lu mara la'apani. Where people would say, oh, I hope they forgive him what he did. I mean, if you see someone did something wrong, I say, I hope they're mochelim. That type of statement would indicate that is a form of chil Hashem. So Abai Amar, Abai says, Kidatani, the Brisa says, V'afta Eis Hashem Lokecha, Shehei Shem Shemaim Misayiv Al Yadcha, that love should be through you, Shehei Korei V'shone Mishamish Tam Nechacham, a person should learn Tanakh, he should learn Torah Shabbat Peh, he should Mishamish Tam Nechacham, V'yehei Maso Masano Benachas in Habrios, and he should do business honestly, he should be with Benachas and B'derech Eretz and Midos. And what's going to happen when a person acts in such a way in the business world? Ma brios omros olav. What are the people going to say? The people he works with? Sashay aviv shalomdu Torah. Praiseworthy is the father who taught such a person Torah. Look at the midos this guy has. Ashay rabbo shalomdu Torah. Look at the Rebbe. Praiseworthy the Rebbe who taught him such Torah, such midos. Oylem the brios shalomdu Torah. Woe for those who are not zocha to learn Torah. Ploni shalomdu Torah. Ro kama nam drachav. Kama mesukan maasav. How beautiful are his ways. How beautiful are his actions. I love a cause of Omer about such a person. It says, "Vayomer li avdi, I tell you so. I'll share b'cha ispar that with you I will be glorified." That's what how a person should act. Aval, however, the opposite chasu shalom. Me shekarei v'shonu mishamish tam lechacham. One who learns, he's a big masmid. He knows Tanakh. He knows Torah Shabbat Peh. He's mishamish a rebbe. Vein masa masanu be'amuna. He does not act honestly in business. Vein dibur benachas and rebbeis. He does not speak nicely to other people in the work. Ma'abrius omrus olav. What will people say about such a person with a yarmulke? Looks like a firm person. Oylo l'ploni shalom haTorah. Woe to a person who learned. Oylo l'aviv shalom haTorah. Woe to his father who taught him. Oylo l'rabbo shalom haTorah. Woe to the Rebbe who taught such a person Torah. Ploni shalom haTorah. Ro kama mekukal ma'asav. Look at this terrible way he acts, the way he speaks. Kama mechuar m'drachav. His ways are so disgusting. V'alav al-kasav omir. About such a person, it says, Be'mur lehem ama Hashem im Hashem. Okay? Me'ar to yatsu. Came from the place of ama aretz. Terrible things a person says about such a person, and that would be the definition of Chil Hashem. The Marna says further, last few lines of the page here. Amr b'chama b'chanina gedola tshuva shemeviyah rifos liyolam. So great is tshuva that brings a refu, it brings a healness to the world. So the Gemara says, Shinemar says, Erapeh mushavasem o'avam nidava, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he brings refuah to the world based on tshuva. So the Gemara then points out a stira. Rami Chama, Barachanina Rami, he says, Ksiv tshuva banim shovim, that if you do tshuva, you're going to be considered Bali tshuva, meaning Dimei Kara shovim, that already from the beginning you'll be viewed as a Bali tshuva, as if the Aver never existed. That's what means tshuva banim shovim. But the pasuk of Ksiv Erpa Mushuvosehem implies that you'll be healed from now, implies, but the Aver will not be completely removed. So what's the difference? How come one pasuk removes the Aver, the other pasuk only heals the Aver? So Gemara says, Lokashia kan me'ava kan me'ira. If it's done me'ava, so then so great is Chua me'ava that's able to remove the Aver as if it never existed. But Chua me'ira only ends the Aver, but does not make the Aver go away. Gemara then says further, another stira, Rav Yehuda, Rami, points out in the pasuk, Ksiv shuvu banim shovim erpa mushuvosechem, that we are considered his children, and when we do tshuva, however, the other pasuk says we're considered his avadim. Kenochi ba'alti vachem, I was the owner of you, Hashem says, v'kachti eschem echad me'ir u'shnaim u'mishpacha, I took one from the city, two from the family. Either way, Hashem calls, I'm the Baal, I'm the owner of you, you're not my children. So which one is it? Lokasha kan mi'ava kan me'ira. Kanai de yisurin. So if it comes to Kan Me'ava Me'ira, if it comes to Ava Yira, that's going to consider us to be children. But if it's going to come through Yisurim, that's like an Eved, that's not going to be a full tshuva. So Gemara then says further, Amrib Levi, Gedola tshuva Mishemagas Ad Kisya Kavod. So great a tshuva that it reaches the throne of Hashem. Shenemar Shuvu Yisrael Ad Hashem El Kecha. The tshuva goes all the way up to Shemayim. So Gemara says further, Amar Beis is continuing in the discussion of tshuva. Amar Yochanan gadol tshuva shedoches lo saseh shebetorah. So great is tshuva that's able to override a lav. Which lav is it able to override? There's a klal we know. There's a din that if a person gets divorced and the husband, the wife rather, remarries someone else and then divorces that other husband, she cannot go to the original husband. That's called an iser machzir grushaso. But by the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael, we actually were allowed to violate the iser machzir grushaso, as it says in the pasuk shenemar. When a man says his wife, when he goes, she goes from him, and she's with another man in between, if she returns back to the original husband, it's going to destroy, bring terrible things, guilt to the ground land. However, but you, Klaisil, you were a zona, you were mezana with avodah zara, rain, rabim, terrible things. V'shuve lai nu mashem. Yeah, I still brought you back, and I was able to override the lava because of the greatness of tshuva. Furthermore, the Gemara says, Amar Yonas on gadola tshuva shemekareves es ha'gula. Tshuva brings the gula. Shenemar tez in the pasuk uvalatziyon goel u'shave fesha beYaakov. Ma tam uvalatziyon goel. Why will the goel Eliyahu Mashiach come to Tzion? Mishum deshave pesha beYaakov, because you've done tshuva. That's going to bring the geula. So Gemara says further now, Amar Rish Lakish gadol tshuva shezedonos nasus lo kishkagos. That so great is tshuva that's able to change the mazes into shogegs. How do we know? Shenamar tez in the pasuk tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem lokecha ki chashalta bavonecha. Because chashalta is a lashon of mistake, a shogeg. Avon is a lashon of mazes, a stira. Ha avon mazedu v'kakari le michshal. How can you call a mazed an avon a michshal, a shogeg? Elamai, we see from here that the mazed is called shogeg. Ain't is that really true? Vamar Rish Lakish, doesn't Rish Lakish himself say it differently? Gedola tshuva shezedonos nasos lo kizechuyos. That a mazed actually can transform into a zechuyos, into a ma'isa mitzvah. Shenemar uveshuv rasha mirisha. So when a rasha does tshuva, v'asa mishpat u'tztaka aleim hu. All the yechia, all the actions become ma'isim tovim, they become tztaka, become mishpat. So it turns into zechuyos. The Gemara says, Lokasha, kad me'ava, kad me'ira. If one does a tshuva me'ira, that knocks it down from a zadon to a shogeg. If one does tshuva me'ava, that transforms the zadonos into zuchuyos. And the Marsha says, how is that possible? How could that be? We say, ein chote niskar. An chote cannot get rewarded. He did an avera, then that avera becomes a schar. So according to many, yes, it does. Actually, it does. That's how many say. The Baal Tanya talks about this. Many others talk about this. However, the Marsha says, no. What it means is, when the guy does tshuva, he goes through a lot of ma'isim tovim along the way. So the ma'isim tovim he does to become a Baal tshuva overrides is more than the averes. But the averes don't turn into mitzvahs. They're just more mitzvahs than the averes. That's how he became a Baal tshuva. But according to many, the actual averos become zechuyos. Gemara now says further. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Yonason, Gedola tshuva shemarechas shnosav shel adam. So great is tshuva that it extends a person's life. Shenemar uveshuv rasha mirishaso chayo yiche. It will lead to arichas yamim. Amar Yitzchak, Amar b'marava mishrei de Rabba bar Meri. They would say in the West, in the name of Rabba bar Meri, bo re'e, come and see shaloki midas hakadosh baruch hu midas basar v'dam. There's a difference between man and Hashem, as we know, many differences, of course, but one of them is as follows. Midas basar v'dam, makinis hachaver b'dvar person tries to insult his friend. V'safik mispayis heimanu, safik ein mispayis heimanu. You don't know if you could appease the guy, if you could get mechila from him after insulting him. And even if you can, vim tomer mispayis heimanu, even if you can placate him, unclear safik mispayis b'dvarim, safik ein mispayis b'dvarim. You don't know if your words alone will be sufficient, or you have to perhaps give him some gifts to make him happy. However, when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Adam over Avera b'seis, a person violates an Avera in secrecy, mispayis mimenu b'dvarim, all you have to do is just say to Hashem, you're sorry, yicharat and vidur, all that, and that is sufficient. Shenemar, kichu imachem d'varim, take your words, v'shuva el Hashem, and do tshuva. And below, oh, not only that, Ela Shemachzik Lo Tova, Kadosh Baruch Hu is very proud for doing so, Shenemar, V'kach Tov, below, oh, not only that, Ela Shemala, Lava Kasav Kilo Hikrib Parma, and we consider it as if you brought karbonos as well, by simply saying, I'm sorry, Shenemar, U'neshama Parma Sifasenu, that the cows are complete with your lips, Shema Tomar Pari Chova, perhaps these are obligations, the actual karbonos you have to bring. Tamalomer, no. Erpa, b'shuvasam, ohavam, nedava. By simply doing tshuva, that's ke'ilu, you're bringing makriv karbanos. So this is the great differences, one of the great differences between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Basar Adam. Tanya, further Brisa says, "Hayah Rabbi Meir Omer Gedola Tshuva Shebeshvil Yachid Shasa Tshuva Mochel Nal Kol Olam Kula." So great a tshuva that even the tshuva of a yachid has the ability to provide kabara for the entire world. How do we see this? Irpa says, "Shenamar Irpa Meshuvasam Ohavim Nidava," that I'm going to bring tshuva to them, Ohavim, to all of them in the plural. Kishav api mi menu, because I turn my anger from the him, from the singular person. Mi mehem lo ela mi menu namar. Doesn't say mehem from them, mi menu, from one singular person doing tshuva. That's enough to bring erpa meshuvasam avim, to bring tshuva to the entire world. So heichidami bali tshuva. How do you define a bali tshuva? What's called a bali tshuva? So Gemara says simply, Amar Rav Yehuda, kagon shebas liado dvar avera, pam rishon avishniya, v'nitza himanu. A person has the chance of doing a avera, he doesn't do it once and twice, he stops doing it, so that's called the Baal Tshuva. So Gemara says, Machvei Rav Yehuda, he says, Ba'osa isha, ba'osa parak, ba'osa machvei. It only works if it's the same avera you've done once before, with the same woman, the same person, and the same time, and the same age, the same strength of Yetzara. Without that, it actually will not work as a full Baal Tshuva. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Ramiksev, he quoted the Stirim Pesukim Asher Nisoy Pesha, Kisoy Chata, praiseworthy he who covers his sins. Kisoy Chata, you don't reveal your sins, keep them private. Don't share your averos. So Ksiv, Mechase Peshav, Lo Yetzliach. The other pasuk says, one who does cover his sins, Lo Yetzliach, will not be successful. So one should expose his sins. So should you keep your sins secret, or should you tell them? So the Kash, the Gemara says, there is no contradiction. Habachet mefursam, habachet shein mefursam. If it's well known, everyone knows what you have done wrong, so then a person should be mefarid. He should single out, he should say his averus. But if they're not mefursam, there's no reason for you to air out your dirty laundry. So the Gemara then says, Rav Zutra bar Tuvia, Amar of Nachman, kan baverus shebein adam lechavero, kan baverus shebein adam lemakom. Depends. If it's something that was done between you and someone else, so then the din would be a person should expose him, because everyone knows what you have done wrong, because it's bein adam lechavero. As Rashi says, yigala lerabim shivik yivshiku yivkashu mimenu yishim chalo. The reason why, Rashi says, very practically, I did something wrong to Reuven. I want Reuven to mochel you. So if I'm going to ask him, he's going to just turn away from me. But if I tell my friends what I've done to Reuven, they might encourage Reuven to give me a full mechila, so therefore it's beneficial to expose your averos if it was done bein adam lechavero. But if it's done bein adam lemakom, there's no need for anyone else to know. They're not going to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give mechila, obviously. In those cases, a person should keep his sins concealed. The Gemara then says, further, Tani Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Omer Adam Ove Avera Pam Rishona, Mochlem. God does an avera once, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mochlem right away. If he does it shnei a second time, also mochlin lo. If it was done shlishis mochlin lo, even a third time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochlin. By the time it gets to the fourth offense, revis ein mochlin lo, we do not, Hashem does not provide a mechila at that point. It's based on the pasuk shenemar, ko'amar Hashem al shlosha pishe Yisrael, on three sins of Klal Yisrael, Hashem will give tshuva. However, al arba, the fourth one already, lo ashivenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's it, it's enough, I'm no longer giving tshuva. Vomer says further, a second pasuk to prove this point, Hain kol elo yifal kale, that Hashem does all he can, pamaim twice, shalosh im gever, two or three times a person does an avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what he's able to do, he gives tshuva. But more than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't provide a mechila. So Ma'ifah Omer, what's the need for a second pasuk here? So Gemara says, because I would have thought chitema, hanimila betzibor, maybe the first pasuk of kama Hashem ashlosh pishe Yisrael, by tzibor Hashem says, I'll give you three strikes, but not a fourth one. However, Baba Yachilo, maybe a Yachid doesn't have this these levels of three and four. Tashma, Hein Kol Elo, Yifal Kale, Pamaim Shalosh Im Gaver. Even Im Gaver, even with a Yachid, a Kadosh Baruch has the same system. Three strikes is accepted, but the fourth one not. Gemara says, Mikam Ve'elech, from that point on, Ein Mochlin Lo Shenemar, Al Shlosh Pishe Yisrael, Val Arba Lo Ashiven. Gemara quotes a further brisa related to Tshuva, still Taner Abanam. Alein Yom Kippurim Averus Hizvad Alem Yom Kippurim Zeh, Averus that person confessed about on this Yom Kippur, Lo Yizvad Alem Yom Kippurim Acha. There's no need to repeat the confession the next year. I already did a complete kapara. I did something wrong. I've done the vidoy. Why repeat the vidoy the following year? That Averus in the past. Vim Shana Behem, if I did, however, repeat the Avera in between that last Yom Kippur and this Yom Kippur, then Tzarech Lizvados Yom Kippurim Achim. And I would have to make a confession because it's a confession on a new Avera, even though it was the same category, it's a new Avera. Vim Lo Shana Behem, if I don't repeat them, V'chazer V'svadei Lehem, and then if I don't repeat the Avera, that means, and then I do the Vidoy anyways, even though the Avera should really be in the past, and I make a Vidoy in such an Avera, Allah Kasav Omer, about such a person, it said, Kikelev shabal keo k'sil shona bevalto, like a dog who returns back to his vomit. It's in a person who's a fool who repeats his foolishness. So don't repeat your avera. You've done it. You've done vidui, and just forget about it and move on. Don't repeat it again. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer kol shekein shu meshubach. He says, no, it's praiseworthy. A person should always remember his averas, even if they're 25 years ago. And even though he did a complete tshuva, a person should always confess his old sins. Shenemar, ki fishai ani eda, I will be aware of my sins. The chatasi negdi sami, they always stand in front of me. They serve as, they're very humbling. They help keep a person in check. So elamani mekayim kekelv shav al keo. So what's the pasuk mean when it says that when a person repeats his foolishness, it's like a dog returning back to its own vomit? Kedavhuna, zavavhuna, kevin shavur adam avera v'shanaba huchelo. When a person does avera and he repeats that same offense, it's permitted to him. It's allowed to do whatever he wants. Famous Gemara. Gemara says, really huchelo sagadaydach? It's allowed. You do avera twice, now you can start murdering anyone you want. Certainly not. It becomes like a heter, it becomes desensitized, and that's what it means, that the continues to return to its vomit. He doesn't realize what it's doing, what the dog's eating, what the person's doing is wrong, and of course it is very wrong. Gemara then says, V'tzarech lefrot esachet, a person must specify his sins, Shinemar ani chata ha'amazeh, chata gadola v'yaslehem elohei zav. That Moshe said to Hashem that the people did a terrible thing, and they made the golden calf. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, you person should be mefarit his chatayim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ashrei Nisoi Fesha, Kisei Chata. Rabbi Kiva argues and says, no need to specify, rather a person should conceal his averos. To Elamahu Shamar Moshe, what is Moshe saying? Vayaslam Elohei Zav. So what does Rabbi Kiva do with the pasuk that clearly Moshe Benin was being mefarit the sin of the Egal Zav? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yanai, then Rabbi Yanai Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe says to Hashem, Ribono Sholom, Kesev Ezav Shehibiei Solehem Liyisrael, all the gold and silver that you've showered on Hashem, and we said, enough, plenty of gold and silver, that was Garam Lehem Shiasu El Hezav. That was the reason why we made a golden calf. And in other words, he was almost blaming Kaddish Baruch Hu. This wasn't a din of being mefar at the sin, it was simply trying to justify, trying to find a good excuse to why Klai Yisrael made a mistake. So Gemara then says, Shnei Parnasim Tovim Amdu Lehem Lisel. We had two great leaders, we had many great leaders, but two of the great leaders we had were Moshe and David. Moshe Amar Yikasev Surcheni. Hashem, he says to Hashem, please write my Avera. Please write in the Chumash, I want people to know what I did wrong. Shenemar, Yan Lamantim B, Lakti Shenu. Moshe admits, I did not trust you fully, and he hit the rock as opposed to speaking to the rock. David Amar, Ayikasev Surcheni. David pleaded that Hashem not write his Avera. So what was the difference? Shenemar, Ashrei Nisui Fesha Kisoy Achata. Please hide my sin, conceal my sin. What's the difference? So Mashal Moshe v'David, this Moshe v'David is compared to the following Mashal. Imagine, Lama Adavar, don't worry, what's it similar to? The Shtei Nashim Shelaku Bevezdin. Two women got lashed in Bezdin. Achas Kilkala, one was involved in Eshes Ish, which is a terrible act, of course. V'achas Achla Pagi Shvius, one was eating certain unripe figs of Shvius, which is also bad, but not certainly as bad or as embarrassing as being involved in Eshes Ish. So Amarlan also Sheachla Pagi Shvius, the one who got the Pagi Shvius, who ate from the Shvius year. So, she asked him, please let it be known why I was lashed, right? She doesn't want you to think she was the Eish Ish guy. So, they're going to say, oh, just like she was lashed for Eish Ish, me too. So, therefore, she said, tell everyone I was the guy with the girl who ate the Shvius. She took some figs and she wore it around her neck to show that this was her Avera. They'd say, oh, this lady, that's why she was last. So Moshe says, don't think I was getting punished like David HaMelech, who was involved in Eish's Ish. I just didn't believe Hashem fully, which of course isn't great either. But in other words, it was still much less embarrassing and shameful than the other Aveir of David HaMelech. Gemara then says, Mefarsim in Esa Chanifim. We have to expose those chanifim. What's a chanifim? Rashi says in the bottom left here, mefarsimim nesa chanifim, mishehin risham, these risham, umarin atzman ketadikim. They give the impression as if they're a tzaddik. Im yesh maki rimaz, if a person recognizes their true actions and then they're really rishayim, mitzvah lefarsimo, it's a mitzvah to expose them, bibnei chil Hashem, shibnei adam, lemedim mimas, people are going to learn from them, shesvurim alav shu tzaddik, they're going to think, oh, he's a tzaddik, and they'll do everything he does, vod kishibala pranos, when bad things happen to them, but adam are going to say, oh, mimai ho lo zuchusa, they're going to say, oh, the guy's such a tzaddik, how these bad things happen to him, so it's important to make it aware, when a person fakes being a tzaddik, that you really know his true colors, lest people make these false claims. Shinamar says in the pasuk, uvashuv tzaddik mitzitko, when a tzaddik goes back from his tzitkos, meaning he's not a real tzaddik, vasa avi, he does something bad, nasati michshal afara, I'm going to place a michshal, I'm going to make it well known what he had done wrong. Gemara says further now, Tshuvas ha-muchlatim ma-kebes ha-pranis. Muchlatim, Rashi is a muchlat. He was a Rasha Gomer. He was a decisive, decided to be a Rasha Gomer. Even for him, the tshuva would protect him from bad things happening. V'afapisha nechtama alav gazar din shapranos. Even though he had a decree upon him from Shemaim that something bad will happen to him if he does tshuva, the tshuva will protect him as well. Shalvas v'sham sofal ha-takala. The v'sham who are living in tranquility now eventually will lead to a terrible thing at the end of the life. It won't be good. Rashis mikaberis is baalem. People who are involved in government and politics will bury those who are owners of it, meaning those who are involved in it, and they bring a ride from Yosef Tzadik, who's a part of it as a melech, who's a sheni to melech. He died much earlier than the other brothers. And Arum nichnas la, Arum yadze mimenu. He walks into the world naked, walks into politics naked, and he leaves naked. There's nothing to be gained from politics. Halavai sheite yitzia bevia. Let it be halavai. He exits the way he came in. In other words, just like he came into politics initially without averas, halavai he walks out with any averas, but that's pretty much impossible, says the Gemara, and therefore one should distance himself from any types of power, authority, and politics. Gemara then says, we should finish off in a few more lines, Rav, Kevanafik lemeidan dina, when Rav would go to do a din Torah, to be a dina, a din Torah, he would amr hachi to the following. Because you would imagine there's a lot of power involved in a dina. Unfortunately, a lot of bati dinim are not very yashar because of power. They have control and people give them bribes. So even the great Rav had to say a certain tefillah so he should be protected from the dangers of dayanus. So he said, amr hachi. Bitzvi nafshe lekatlo nafik. He says, of his own will, he's going to death, meaning he's putting himself in a terrible situation. He's risking his life by going to a din Torah. Utsvi besa lesa huavin. There's nothing to be gained from my house. I'm not having any negius here, nothing from my household at all. Vireken levesa alza. I'm going to go back empty handed. I'm not going to accept any shochad, any bribery. Halavai shete bia ketzia. Let I be, hopefully, leave this bezdin like I entered the bezdin with no averos. And this is the tefillah he had said. Just like Rava as well would say the similar tefillah. Kevanafik ladina. When you go to a bezdin, Amarhachi, he'd say as follows. Bitzvu nafshe lekad lanafik. I'm putting myself in danger by going to a din Torah. Utsvu besa lesa huavin. There's not going to be any gain from my house. I'm not taking any shochet, any bribery, any kavod. For rake and levesa, also I'm going to go back empty-handed. Halavai shete bia kitzia. Let it be that my coming in be like my exiting. That everything should be without averas. And there's just two more lines here. When he would see a group of people following him, the whole entourage following, showing him an incredible kavod, he'd say, "If my, if all the honor and respect goes to Shemayim, gets to his head, then Yagia Kigalo Lenetzach, I should be reminded that this kavod is like excrement forever. Yovet, it's going to be lost forever. Rav Yomru, where to go? In other words, kavod leads you to nowhere. There's no point. So now I'm happy, I'm proud, I'm excited that people are honoring me now. Where does it take me? It's worthless. And that's how he reminds himself to keep in check. And Rav Zutra, Kiava Mechatvi Lei, Meshabasa Deregel, when they carry him on his shoulders to bring him to the big drasha on the Shabbos Chol Moed to give a big drasha to the Tzibur, Havi Omer, he would say, Kiloli Yom Chosen Vimnezer Lador Vador. He says, power is not forever. Does a crown and nazar last forever from generation to generation? Certainly not. And these are ways they had to protect themselves from any forms of gaiva. We're not going to review because it was a hard daf to review, but we'll stop here and everybody have a wonderful day.